This is Mythical.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, Link?
Doing good, Dad. How you doing, Mr. Dispatcher?
I'm still dispatching. We still getting with it.
So every single week.
I'm
now
doing pretty good.
We're definitely we've re-hit our stride, you know, getting back into every week.
Oh yeah. I think and I've had a couple people that told me they was glad it was coming out every week. So it was a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love to hear it. Now I got a question for you, because it's on my mind, and if there's anybody I who would know, maybe I think it would be you. When it comes to napping, what's the latest hour of the day that it's still okay to take a nap? Any later, it becomes a bad idea.
It'd probably be a bad idea, you know, 3 o'clock or a little after that. But I mean, most of the time when I take one, it's between 1 and 3 o'clock.
Okay. And if it's 3:01, you might be like, oh, I'm not going to take a nap.
No, because most of the time you take a nap, sometimes my naps last about an hour or so. So,
well, yeah. What do you think we're talking about? Power nap? That's not even technically. A power nap is not a nap in my book. That's a different thing. That's a 20-minute nap is like torture. I mean, it's very mild torture. It's like if you stay at a 3-star hotel and the mattress is just slightly uncomfortable. That's what it's like.
Yeah, it's funny. You asked me this question when I was talking to Lily a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how we got on the subject. I said, but we had to come in from what we were doing. Me and Nancy were so tired. We'd been on that trip. We were taking a nap, and Lily said, oh, it's good to take naps. It's good to take naps.
Hey, there's no shame in naps in the Neal household. I'll take a nap. But, Dad, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not 3 o'clock for me. I think it might be 5 o'clock for me.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, as long as it's not, as long as it doesn't say 5, if it's 4:59, I can still take a nap, I feel like. But it has to be a night that I'm going to stay up late, and get up later the next day. So if it's Sunday, and the next day's a work day. Well, I actually talked myself out of the 4:59 nap yesterday. That's why it's on my mind. I talked myself out of it. And because I was like, I want to be able to go to sleep at a normal time and wake up at a normal time for work. But I still miss it. Part of me still wishes I would have had that nap. But if it's on a Saturday or a Friday, mostly Saturday, and I'm taking a nap, I'll take a nap at 4:59, 5 to 6, and then I'll get up and do something by 8. You know, there you go.
Does Jabe still take a nap with you?
Oh, yeah. Jade and Jasper are always hoping that I'm going to take a nap. Like, that's the other thing is that they are so validation. It's like, you've made a good choice, master, to lay down and take a nap. Oh, you've made a good choice, master, to lay down and take a second nap. I've done that. I'll do that.
That's what Gypsy tells me when I lay down and take a nap, Gypsy, and it's like when I even go to bed at night, she's laying right between my legs. I mean, she says, I am so glad you're in here taking a nap with me. It's what you need to do. Yeah.
Our dogs speak to us, and do you know what they say to us? Please take more naps. Please take a nap. You deserve it. I want to be here right with you. We both deserve a nap. And then it's just like, there's nothing better than a guilt-free nap, you know?
Oh, I'm telling.
Especially if you can, the fact that we can just fall asleep is such a gift. Like, there's people who can't do it. Rhett can't do it. Christy has a hard time doing it sometimes.
Yep.
She'll go to sleep, and then something will wake her up, and then I'll look at her again, and she's on her phone. She's like, I got woke up. I'm never going back to sleep. So it's like, if I get woken up during a nap, I just go back to sleep. It's in some ways, it excites me because then it's like, oh, that was a nap. And now I can take another one and it counts as a new nap. So on that count, I've probably taken 5 naps in a day before. No shame. No shame. And I'm just doing what my dogs are telling me to do.
Well, you had a question for me, and since we talked about Lahana over in Hawaii before, I've got a lot of emails and different stuff back for them. And I wanted to tell them thank you for listening to how I felt about what had happened to them over there and everything, and just giving all of y'all a shout out in Lahana, and hope things keep going and work out for you good over there. And cause me and Link might come back, and the families might come back over there for another trip one of these years, and
might have to do.
Hope things is built back up for us.
Yeah. So is that why you're wearing your Hawaiian shirt today?
Yep, that's why I'm wearing.
You're giving them an apparel shout out, holler out as well.
Yep.
So are they trying to elect you governor? Because that's what you were saying when you brought it up. You said you wanted to be governor for a day.
Are they trying to write you on the ballot? But I think they appreciated what I had to say.
Okay. All right.
I'd probably have to move before they could elect me governor. But
I love that. Holler out.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. We got a email from Emma.
Okay.
I just found your podcast in the last month, and it's been such a source of comfort for me in my difficult period of my life. My fiance says I smile more often when I'm listening to your podcast. I lost my papa, Marlon, to Parkinson's dementia a few months ago, and I haven't heard him talk in at least 5 years. He was a funny, charming, and amazing storyteller. He worked on a farm and did amazing work as a handyman and a mechanic. I have missed hearing his voice. I should also mention he talks just like you. Charles. Anyway, my papa would often share funny stories about the strange people he had met while working as a handyman and mechanic. One lady asked him to vacuum off her front lawn because too much sawdust fell when they cut down some tree branches. What would you say is your weirdest story on the job?
Oh, and then with a good question, too.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for sharing all that, Emma. How you feel about that, Dad?
Well, the thing that you told me about the sawdust falling to the ground, I have had that happen to me too, where I'd been working in somebody's yard. They didn't make me get the vacuum cleaner out, but they made, I had to get the rakes and everything and get it all raked up where they won't eat it. That stuff left in the yard too. I've had that happen. But probably the weirdest story, that I've had happen to me on the job was is when I was probably 20 years ago.
Okay.
And we were painting in a subdivision with all the, and I had three other guys or four working around us, and I had a 40-foot ladder up on a wall, and had a and it had rained a lot and it weren't real level. And the bottom of it, I propped a cinder block up on one side of it, and one side of it was on the dirt. Mm-hmm. And I was up on top of the ladder painting them, and the block fell off the out from under the ladder. And here I was, and when the paint bucket come loose, it went through the window.
Oh, wow.
And they was painting, and of course I was lucky they weren't any carpet yet on the inside of this house. We'd already painted the inside. We had to fix all of that. But here I am. I got hold of a 40-foot ladder on one side, and I'm holding on to the ladder over here.
And the window? And
I holding on to the window, inside the window, and the ladder here, and had it held up straight. And I was trying to figure out, well, I don't think I can get through the window.
You were Jean-Claude Van Damme-ing this thing, like the train.
And I mean, I had it all the way out. I was about 40 foot in the air. And I reckon I was lucky, and the good Lord was just looking after me, and I just finally said, well, the heck with this. I got to turn it loose, and I got to get out. And I couldn't ever get the boys that was working for me, for they was around the other side of the house, and they couldn't hear me hollering. So I just slung the ladder to the right and jumped off and landed in the mud and just tucked and rolled down. I didn't get hurt, didn't break nothing or nothing. But the funny thing about this, Emma, is it kind of made me mad because I was so dumb about propping the ladder up. Mm-hmm. And I was going to finish what I was going to do, and Link will understand this because he worked with me a time or two. And
yeah.
So I had them boys help me, and we stood the ladder back up on the side of the house. I didn't prop the cinder block up under it, but we got it propped up where I knew it wouldn't fall off. I went in the house, got my paint bucket, and them boys went in there and cleaned all that paint up. And I went back up and was going to finish painting the top of this house. And when I got to the top of that ladder, and I'd made about three swipes painting, my legs got to shaking so bad.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, and I thought to myself, you might have to get down.
And you threw the paint bucket back through the window on the guy's.
No, I didn't do that. I took the bucket of paint down with me, got down on the ground, and called them boys where we was all working. And it was still went with about 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, boys, that's it for today. Get the ladders up, stack them up. We going to the house. I went to the house, Emma, and I was all right the next day, but that's about as weirdest and craziest thing I had happen to me working in 40-some years. So I can understand.
Man, that's wild, Dad.
Papa was going through doing what, working with people. And I had to call the guy that I was working for and tell him, I said, I just broke a window out of the house. You're going to need to get a new one.
Oh, wow.
So that's tough. He got a new sash and put it in.
Were you sore the next day? You know, typically if you fall 40 feet, even if you're going to tuck and roll, if you're not a stuntman, you're probably going to feel it the next day. You don't remember
I
that?
I was probably sore some, but I went back to work the next day. And I probably, let's see, I probably was 40. Might have been about your age, 40 or 45 when that happened.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want to do it. I would, but at my age, I would not want to fall off a 40-foot ladder. I thought you were going to say that, like, you were, like, stretched like this, and you, like, you, like, pulled the ladder and the window back together. And then,
well, it was so crooked.
Or that when you said you threw the ladder, I thought you were going to say that you then grabbed onto the window and then climbed in the window. But no, you just threw the ladder one way so you wouldn't fall on it. And then you jumped
the other way.
Another way. And you tucked and rolled.
When I hit the ground, I just tucked and rolled right over.
That's it. If you don't learn anything else today, Myrtle Beasts, tuck and roll. Tuck and roll. If you're on fire, actually, tuck and roll.
That's a good thing to
do. If you're falling off a 40-foot ladder, tuck and roll. If you're making sushi, tuck and roll. I'm trying to think what's the weirdest thing that happened to me on the job. But first of all, my job now is so weird that the weirdest things that happen on my job are when nothing weird happens.
Well, I can understand that, but some of the things you and Rhett do.
Dad, we did this episode. I mean, it's been weeks now that it's been out, but I don't think you've seen it. We did this episode where we tested this vest that has an airbag in it. And I'm thinking about getting Nana one. It's designed for elderly people so that they wear it at all times. And when they fall, it senses that you're falling and it deploys an airbag around your hips and around your head.
Oh, Lord.
And Rhett and I have two of them, and they cost almost $1,200 each, and they're just like a fisherman's vest, and then they have like canisters that go in the pockets around your waist, and it has a gyrometer or a gyroscope or something then in it that can tell if it starts to fall. Yeah. 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 And
well, good luck with that.
Well, let me tell you how this thing works. So Rhett puts it on. We were both kind of scared, so I ended up talking him into going first. And we put out crash pads that you can fall on, like pads that you would like jump. A gymnast would jump on at a gym, or a stuntman would fall on off camera, so you don't get hurt. And then he said, we counted to three, and he like fell backwards, boom, and he hit the mat. Nothing, did not deploy. And then he stood up. And he was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to get a running start. And then he starts running around the mat. And he's halfway around the circle to get back to the beginning of the mat where he's going to jump. And he's just running around the mat. And then all of a sudden, poof, the whole thing just like explodes around him as he's running. And it scared the shit out of me as well as him and everybody else, because it sounded like a gunshot going off. I mean, this thing is like, and then he just looks like, Stevie said he looked like a popped kernel of popcorn. And he did. And then after that, I was like, well, now I'm supposed to do it, but I'm too scared. Like, it scared me so bad when it happened to him that I'm too scared to do it. But then I did it, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to stand here on the edge of the mat. And instead of falling over, since that didn't work for Rhett, I jumped in the air so that I would land hard and it would pop when I hit the mat. Well, when I jumped, when I went like this to like spring load for my jump, I blew up. I totally popped like a popcorn, and it scared the crap out of me. Anyway, I'm getting one of these for Nana.
Well, that sounds like I don't think that's a good idea, because if it don't work when it's supposed to work, who's going to get her out of it when it deploys?
Maybe we'll just leave it deployed at all times.
I see her getting up in the morning, getting out of bed.
Putting on her popcorn costume. Yeah,
and walking around with that.
We reloaded them, and then we both fell at the same time, and they both exploded when we hit the mat, when we fell the most normally. Okay. I don't know. So I tend to believe it might still work, but maybe we put them out of business. I don't know. But we have two of them here, so maybe I'll give one of them to Nana.
Well, just go ahead. That'll be all right.
But my job is so weird. That's my point. It's like, if something like that doesn't happen, that's what's weird. Hashtag blessed.
International darts fans rejoice. Mythical just dropped an all-new International Darts League hoodie and tee. Check out the new retro space age-inspired merch available now at mythical.com!
Let's leave it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. This show, sponsored by BetterHelp, is a good way for you to be able to talk to somebody and get something off your chest, because I've had to get some things off my chest in my lifetime and been to a therapist and done that for probably 6 months, going through different things in my life. And it gets you calmed down and you're not in a stress environment anymore. And it makes you just feel so much better about yourself, because you're able to talk to somebody that they're not going to tell somebody else what you're talking about. They keep it to themselves. Just like, you know, if you tell a friend something, they say, oh, I'm not going to tell anybody. But most of the time, they're going to tell somebody. So it's a really good thing if you call BetterHelp and need to talk to somebody. It'll be a good way to get something off your chest. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dispatches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dispatches. Why do you want to learn a new language? Maybe you have an upcoming international trip, want to connect with family or a new culture, or just want a new skill or hobby. In comes Rosetta Stone, the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. It has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. There are no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's truly designed for long-term retention. Plus, it's all available for an amazing value. Their lifetime membership has all 25 languages. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal! Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Dispatches from Myrtle Beach listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/dispatches. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/dispatches today. It's time for our first edition of Lights, Camera, and Some Southern Fried Action.
Yes. I have learned that you have not seen Star Wars?
No.
Dad, none of them?
Mm-mm. Well, I know a little bit about them.
Okay.
Know some of the people that was in them.
Okay, Luke, what's his last name?
Skywalker.
And his, who's his dad?
Darth Vader.
Okay, all right. So you know, you're a student of pop culture from the 70s, so...
I know Harrison Ford was in it.
What was his character's name? Han. Yeah, there's another part. Han. Mm. Okay.
We could be here all day doing this.
Han Solo. I'm not going to push you like
Han
I did last.
Han Solo. Okay.
Last episode, last week, I pushed you real hard on pronunciation.
Obi Kenobi? Or
anyway, my proposal is to take an iconic scene from Star Wars, and I thought it was appropriate, you know, we're father and son, to act out this iconic scene, and I would like for you to read the updated script that I've sent to you, okay? So this is not I've updated it to be more in a Southern vernacular for your character. Charth Vader, by the way.
Charth Vader.
Your name is Charth Vader. All right. And I'm Link Skywalker. Yeah. So, and I have the script here. Do you have your script?
Got it right in front of me.
Okay. So when I read the screen direction, I want you to do the Foley. Remember what that is?
The what?
The Foley. We've done this before. You do the sound effects, remember?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Foley. So you're doing all the sound effects with, you can do it with anything you can find without getting up. Most notably your mouth. But you can you could beat your chest or you could. All right.
Okay.
Gantry outside control room, reactor shaft. Link Skywalker moves along the railing. What? He's not walking on water bottle. And up to the control room. Okay. Charth Vader lunges at him, and Link immediately raises his lit sword. I'll help you out a little bit. To meet Charth Vader's. This is me and you were fighting, Charth. Why am I doing the sound effects? That's your job.
Because you're good at it.
Charth Vader gradually forcing Link backward toward the gantry. Your line.
You done been beat, boy. There ain't no use in resisting. Don't let yourself be destroyed like old Wobby Wan.
Link answers by rolling sideways. Tuck and roll. and thrusting his sword at Charth Vader so viciously that he nicks Charth Vader on the shoulder.
Oh, Roger.
Did you just call me Roger?
Roger!
Don't call me Roger. I'm Luke.
Oh.
The black armor sparks and smokes, and Charth Vader seems to be hurt. That's not just smoke. That's very incendiary. But immediately recovers. Link backs off the long, narrow end of the gantry as Charth Vader comes at him, goom, slashing.
Goom, goom, goom.
Yes, yes, yes. Boom, slashing boom, at the boom, young boom. Jedi with his sword. Link makes a quick move around the instrument complex. Attached to the end of the gantry, Charth Vader's sword comes slashing down, cutting the complex loose. It begins to fall, then is caught by the rising wind and blown upward. Link glances at the instrument complex floating away. At that instant, Charth Vader's sword comes down across Link's right forearm, cutting off his hand. Cutting off his hand and sending his sword flying. In great pain, Link squeezes his forearm underneath his left armpit. Is that what he did? His left armpit. Where am I?
Oh,
It moves back along the gantry to its extreme end. Charth Vader follows. The wind subsides. Link holds on. There is nowhere else to go.
There ain't no escape, son. Don't go making me kick you to high heaven. Bless your heart. You're learning your powers. I reckon with us working together, we can put an end to this mess and bring some order to the whole dang galaxy.
I'll never join you!
Yes, you will.
Hold on, just read the script.
If only you knew the power of the dark side over yonder. Obi-Wan never runs his mouth about what happened to your daddy.
He told me enough. It was you who killed him.
No, I'm your daddy.
No, no, that's not true. That's impossible.
Quit going around your ass to get to your elbow. I reckon you ought to reckon with them feelings of yours. Cause deep down, it's clear as day.
No! No! No!
Son, you got what it takes to take down the Emperor. He may think he's got it all figured out, but your destiny's as plain as day. Join your daddy, and we'll rule this galaxy together like a father and son oughta. Come on with me. There ain't no other path for us.
Charth Vader puts away his sword and holds his hand out to Link. Hold your hand out. Higher. Higher. Lower. Lower. Hold your hand out. Okay. A calm comes over Link. He makes a decision. In the next instant, he steps off the gantry platform onto space. The Dark Lord looks over the platform and sees Link falling far below.
Ooh. Oh. I hit my elbow. I hit my elbow.
Now you definitely don't need to see the movie, Dad.
Okay.
That was pretty much it.
Oh, no, you did such a great job. You might have
busted my elbow. That's like a lot. That's quite a lot for the... Was my elbow red? I hit my funny bone.
Oh, you'll live.
That was excellent. You're an excellent thespian.
I don't know.
Everybody knows I love thespians.
Well, Link, I reckon we finished up the Star Wars, and you.
Yep.
I don't know if you joined your dad or not, but
no, I didn't. I fell off the platform.
Fell off the end of the and went floating down. But
I think
there's another episode of Star Wars 2, so we'll have to pick it up from there.
Oh. Okay. You really want to figure out what happens in Star Wars? Is that what you're saying? Don't spoil it for him, guys, if you email him.
Got me interested now. Yeah. But all you Myrtle Beasts out there, it was fun having you all here with us today. We'll be back next week for another one. And don't forget to follow, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we can't wait to juggle your jello again next time.
Man, juggle the jello? Okay, all right. Keep them guessing.
Yep. Well, hope you have a good week.
You too.
Enjoyed seeing you again.
Yep. Good work. Love you.
All right. Love you.